Deputy Director of Transportation for Baltimore City, Frank Murphy, joins us now. The Baltimore Sun has uncovered some problems with speed cameras. Basically, the cameras are issuing tickets to motorists that are not speeding, and they uncovered a third camera on Walter Avenue, two on Cold Spring Lane. What's your reaction to this?
Well, we do agree that accuracy is important and that we have now instituted measures to make sure that any that are inaccurate get caught and thrown out before they're issued, because we are in complete agreement that this should be 100% accurate or as close to it as we can get it.
So what happens to people who have received tickets by these cameras? Do they still have to pay the fine?
We are actually, what we're doing now is we're moving forward. We have this extra check in place. We're also moving backwards and doing an investigation of tickets issued from these cameras so that we can find any that were issued in error, and any that we do document have been issued in error will have refunds sent to them.
Just so that I'm clear, how many cameras are we talking about versus how many cameras are all over the city?
Well, the camera that seems to have had the most incidences that we know of so far of issuing tickets with inaccurate speeds is the one on eastbound Cold Spring near the Poly Western campus. There have been one or two that we're aware of incidents at a camera on the westbound side, possibly on Green Spring Avenue. We haven't confirmed that one yet. And we just learned that there may have been an incident on a camera on Walter. We just learned about that.
Now, I understand that the company that runs these cameras for the city gets a portion of the fine, gets paid for every ticket. Do they get a commission? I mean, do they make money the more tickets these cameras issue?
Well, really what happens is they do all the processing. You know, they're the ones who, produce it, do the mailings, and that's really what they get paid for. Now, it's true that the more legitimate tickets are issued, then, of course, their fee would go up because they're performing more work. But these tickets have to be legitimate. They are reviewed by the city and by Xerox, and now that we've stepped up that process, we're confident that we have a much better shot of picking up any that are inaccurate.
Is that a good arrangement? Basically, doesn't the company have an incentive the more tickets are issued? Because the company makes more money. For that matter, the city probably makes more money the more tickets are issued.
Well, I guess the answer to that is that we want to make sure that they deliver accurate tickets, and the city has the last word on that. So it's incumbent on the city to make sure that any of them that are presented as proposed tickets would be accurate tickets. And when you think about it, it's really how other contracts are. If you build a building, you pay the contractor by the brick or by the square yard of concrete. You don't usually give them a lump sum.
Final question, and this question comes up every time I do a speed camera story, whether I'm talking about speed cameras in Baltimore City, in Annapolis, statewide, any of the counties. There's the perception out there that speed cameras are about issuing tickets and making money for the jurisdiction that runs them, not about slowing down motorists. What do you say to that?
Well, I can tell you that I've worked in traffic engineering for 38 years, and I can tell you over the years that I've been meeting with communities, the absolute number one complaint that communities have given to us for decades is speed. And the traffic calming program that a lot of jurisdictions developed a few years ago with speed humps and the like has done a good job of curbing speeds on, small neighborhood streets, but it was never appropriate for a main street. You don't put speed humps on a Cold Spring Lane or a Jones Falls Expressway, something like that. And so when the idea of something that didn't require a paid policeman to come out and run radar, which, as you can imagine, is unwieldy and expensive, and there's only so much time they could commit to it, when a program that could provide that same service and not require a hit on the budget came out, it was, embraced and by most jurisdictions as a way to answer the complaints from communities so that speed could be controlled, and it is doing that.
Deputy Director of Transportation for Baltimore City, Frank Murphy, thanks for joining us on Maryland's News Now. We appreciate it.